A good and Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayetze Kapshin Ayin Tes. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the dialogue between Rachel Imenu and Yaakov Avinu. Rachel Imenu, Perek Lamed Pasuk Aleph, tells Yaakov that she's frustrated, so to speak, that she cannot have children. And she says, bring me children, Vemayin, and if not, Mesa Nechi, I am dead. Yaakov Avinu responds, am I in the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I can hold back from you having children? The Pasuk says, Vayichar af, he got angry. And the Mefarshim asked, why was he upset? Why was he angry? Rachel Rivka was upset that she didn't have children. It's quite understandable that she was frustrated. She wanted to be a part of the Messiah and the Shalshelos of Klal Yisrael. Why is it that Yaakov Avinu got upset with her? Perhaps we can answer this question with another question. The Torah uses a very interesting lashon. The Torah tells Asher Anami Nechi Pribetet. Yaakov Avinu does not tell her that he is holding back from her children, but he uses the lashon of Pribetet, the fruit of your stomach, the fruit of your womb, fruit that will come out of your body. Why is it that Yaakov Avinu uses that lashon, Asher Manah Mimech Pri Beten? He should say, Asher Manah Mimech Bonim. Why does he use that lashon of Pri Beten? The Beis Yitzchak gives the following answer. The Beis Yitzchak tells us that the lashon of Pri Beten is specific here. Because if we look at Rachel's comment and remark to Yaakov, we see that Rachel says to Yaakov Avinu, Havali Bonim, Vim Ayin Mesa Nechi. What does that mean, Havali Bonim? We know that Bonim are not only a language, not only does it translate to mean children, but it's also a metaphor for good deeds, Mitzvah Samaisim Taivim. Chazal tell us that Maaseim Shel Tzadikim, told the same Shel Tzadikim Maaseim, the children, the offspring of tzaddikim, are the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that they have done. Not only can a person have children, but also the good things that he does stands in good stead for him and is a continuation of him and is something that is always there for him. So therefore, possibly we could say that Rivka was saying, Chavali banim, v'mayim mesa nechi, if I don't have children, then even the banim, even the things that I have done, even the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that I have done, Mesa Nechi, I'd rather die. That's why Yaakov Avinu says, Vayichar af, Yaakov got upset. And what did he say? Hasachas alikim anechi asher manami nech pribetin. That why are you saying that you want to die? Why are you saying that it's insignificant to you, the fact that you don't have banim, that you don't have children, but you have banim as mitzvahs and maisim tovim? Asher manami nech pribetin means that I have not held back from you the fact that you don't have children. Pribetin is not banim. Banim are the good things that you've done, the masim tovim that you've done. But the pribetin, the children, that I haven't held back from you. But what about the good deeds that you've done? Why are you looking at that and not taking pride in the masim tovim that you've done? For sure, doing mitzvahs and masim tovim is a reason to continue living. And that's a lesson for all of us to take to us, is that yes, we might not always be able to get everything that we want. Many oftentimes we don't have the things that we want. But we can always look at the good deeds, the mitzvahs, the ma'asim tovim, the things that we have accomplished in our lives. We can always look back and say, this is something that we were able to do, even during the hard times, even during the trying times. Maybe we didn't have everything we needed or we wanted, but we were always able to accomplish and do what we had to do and do the Ratzon Hashem. There's a famous line from the Altar of Nevardik where he once said that I, to a person that doesn't understand his chesrinus, that doesn't understand the things that he has that are his faults, but I, a double I, for those that don't understand and don't appreciate the good things that they do and the good mitzvahs that they do and the ma'asim tovim that they do and the things that they accomplish. Yes, we have to always be better, but we have to take pride in what we've done. A good Shabbos to all.